응, 나 참말로 안타긴디 슈틴 라 그네 참아야 샘 마양 맞지네 아니 샘 김팽바 삼바 정부 토네 자 어셈블리쇼
So today, during this session of teaching, it's very important for us to know that we must listen the teachings out of the great motivations and without distractions.
와다 샘진 펜바 정보스 야들아 드네 제단 샘긴 펜바 들라스니 게베 샘다 드네 메게베 샘다 드네 롱마딘 베 샘세네 드네 게바데 디에인두 아나 디에 나네 쟈 드네 게베 샘세 야디 소리야 세 야디 케친 버리스
And as we know, if we clarify the motivations, we'll find that there are three different kind of motivations. The one is the virtuous motivation, and second one is non-virtuous, and third is unprediction. So within these three, the first one is most important, and that we should keep our in mind.
어디든 개별 샘겨 토네 샘바이나 되는 아주 주 년바 삼바 곰바 제 삼지 되는 개샘겨 토네 이게 개샘의 현동화이나 그래서 개별 초소 로아 신바레스
And in order to how to say in order to practice In order to effective practice in a very positive way, one must listen the teachings out of the positive motivations, so that whatever the hearings and contemplations and meditations, all this transform into the virtuous deed.
어때 이제 전에 나도 당보네 전에 이거 마점 흥을라 另外 예수님들이 계절 이거 마점 흥을라 나 당보 전에 개체야 개체효대 소주 안에 가능도 로데 안에 라는 게 샘대 간대지 토는 누구도 샘그 최소도 간대진도 딱게 지야들 전에 제 응우기라 전에 개체효인 바리스
So, before we start the actual practice, one must investigate one's own motivations. That which are what kind of motivations I'm having and doing these teachings. So, if your motivation is leads you into like a bad result. And you must abandon that. And if the motivation leads you in for the sake of all sentient beings, then you must carry on. So one must investigate first those things in order to start the body, speech, and mind watches thing.
규가 진행이죠. 그래서 나상자고 요나 나서도 규고로 와. 어때 나 임박에 안에 추스야 돼. 나서 샘게야. 근데 나사 샘게 나산데 가서는 네 샘게 나사셔야 돼. 뇽모바 도가 도섬 셔야지게. 안에 나사 이밧데 바 규야가 탑들라. 다 추스야 된 거죠. 그래지 근데 고동 제 고고 요래서 추스야 돼. 샘가 나사데 뉴몽통아 소소인 바데 한 대규야게 탑인 바데라 추스
In Tibetan we say that do the dharma practice and when we practice the dharma that what this mean is to kill that our right wrong motivations and turn our mind into positive actions. So to transform by utilizing the right motivation so that we can transform the five different kind of defilement into five wisdom. So something like that. And it is very important for us to recognize that when we say I'm practicing Dharma, so that means we are curing our mental illness in the sense of mental illness in the form of defilement, the five defilements. So whatever practice we are doing, no matter if we cannot transform that our defilement into like wisdom, transcendent wisdom, then we are no more, or this practice wouldn't give you any effective. So it's very important for us to always check our motivation before we start any practice. So when we say that I am doing the Dharma practice, so that means the state of your mind is in a virtuous form. So in order to have a virtuous thought, one must avoid all the unnecessary sufferings or unnecessary things of three poisons or five defilements. So if we can cure all this defilement, then our practice always become very effective. So in this today's program that we are going to receive, the teaching is called the about Mahamudra. So before I start the fivefold Mahamudra, I will give you oral transmission.
So
lāma jāṅgā rā jātā tu yīpa lāṅgā jāṅgā tāṅgā sāṅgā rā sāpa nā jātā nīyā rā jītā rā dōjē yā yāṅgā mā trā tu jīpa jā yāṅgā rā jītā rā jā gāṅgā tīpa kūyīṅgā sāṅgā jīla jīpa lāma nā jīvā jītā rā jā tātā yā tāṅgā sōlā jūpa nā sāpa nā rā mā gāṅgā tāpa gāṅgā jātā jīna bātā pa tāpa nā tu jīna jīvā gāṅgā tāpa jīna ཁྱི
So the fivefold Mahamudra is about is for specific persons who can practice this in accordingly, especially from the Jigunkaju traditions. So it's tell you step by step to practice this teaching.
That can number some in Chingu Yuri, and a Pula, then a reducing that chedges and then a Pula, Sandy Katemba de Hinda chedges and Tavares.
As you all know, that in Tibet, there have been eight founder is a founder of the Vajrayana path. Vajrayana, not path, Vajrayana.
The great Vajrayana path.
So within this eight founder, the Kagyupa is one of them. And the origin of this Kagyupa lineage is from Vajradhara and Telo, Naro, Marpa, Mila, and Gambopa, and etc. From Gambopa, then developed new three new traditions or lineage, Padu and Saba and Shangba.
What is Shangba? The Nane, then Gambopa Jedan Lama Mambo, the Nane, the Nane, Lama Zoa is getting what is.
Even though Gambopa has a lot of excellent students, but the most there, but within this, he has four. Specific student. And within these four, the Phamo Drupa is most close student for him. And from Phamo Drupa, and Phamo Drupa has four chief students, eight chief disciples. And within these eight disciples, Dikung Kaju is one of them. And the founder of Dikung Kaju lineage is called Lord Jigten Sumgun, who is the most chief disciple of Phamo Drupa. He was predicted from many sutras and many tantras, like almost 21 volumes, so as a very supreme practitioner. And also, he was predicted by the Lord Tara, female Buddha. And Lord Jigten Sumgun was born in the year of
1142.
And he passed in
1217 in the year.
And even though Lord Jigten Sumgun He practiced a lot and he composed many texts. So after all, the fivefold Mahamudra, the practice is the one of the most effective and the most supreme of all of it, within all his practice. So it contains every, it covers every teachings, sutra and tantra, and also on the top of that, the six teaching of Naropa.
So now,
if you go through the actual verses or stanza, and the first, his first teaching was like the, what you call, one should follow the preliminary part is the most important. So in order to practice the preliminary part, one should not separate what you call this loving kindness and compassions. So in his verse he said, I homage to my Vajra master Prabhudrupa, and he said, without the loving kindness and compassions, and then there will be no way to achieve enlightenment. So it's like if there's no crowd in the shop, then the what you call, then there will be no fun, something like that. So without these two wonderful thought, that is, which is loving kindness and compassion, one cannot cannot practice the start the preliminary part. So, if you go through the page, it says in the stanza that if this state of love and compassion does not run for the benefit of others, it will not be rewarded in assembly of gods and man. Attend therefore to the preliminaries. So the love and compassion is like a horse, and on the top of the loving and loving kindness and compassion, you need body mind, which is like riding, like what you call riding a horse, or person who know how to ride a horse. So if we want to race a horse, and there are so many horses and in a queue, so if we want, if we get want to get a first, then you have to ride a horse in a very proper way. You know how to handle them, you know how to control him. So if you know all these things, then that means you have all the qualities. So then when you get rewarded, then there will be more crowded, so something like that. So without these two thoughts, I mean, love and compassion and a benefit for others, that means bodhicitta, one cannot practice the preliminaries teaching. So the preliminary is the most important. One must start from these great thoughts, respectively. And the preliminary, within the preliminary, then there are two categories. One is common and uncommon preliminaries. So why Lord Jigden Sungpa mentioned the first preliminary as a very important role here? Because he said that the preliminary is more profound than the actual practice. So one cannot build up any kind of building without having a steady foundation. So foundation here is like a preliminaries. So if one have the right or proper preliminaries, so then one can build or one can establish any kind of teaching, any kind of practice. During these modern days, many practitioners regard it preliminary as not a very sort of like profound, because they said preliminary is not that so much important. One can start the practice from the actual path, which is like Mahamudra and the Mahasandhi. But then people say the preliminary is old fashioned. But if one wants to start a proper practice, or one want to attain a perfect or complete fully enlightenment, then one must start this preliminary practice. Because without this preliminary, one there's no way to achieve enlightenment at all. Because as we know, there have been many great Mahasiddha in the past, early in the past time, like 84 Mahasiddhas, 80 Indian Mahasiddha, and also Tibetan and all others great master. They achieve enlightenment by applying these old sort of systems, which is starting from preliminary, then the actual, and so on. Why the past masters, the great Indian past master, they achieve a fully enlightenment? Because they practice the preliminary in a fully way, and it's like a ground or basic Without having a proper basic, one cannot build, or one cannot put any kind of like thing or stuff. Like if you don't, if the table is not stable, then we cannot put us like heavy thing. But sooner or later it will fall down. So it's very important to have a perfect preliminary so that one can start the others practice too. I mean from the actual path. Then the next stanza says, if one's body, the king of deities, is not stabilized on this unchanging ground, the retinue of darkness will not assemble. Be sure, therefore, of your body as the idam. So the first lines, if one's body, the king of deity, means he shows the how to generate one's own idam or kerim. So in order to know that you are not separate from idam, you are idam and you are the deity. So when we practice the generation stages, then one should following this generation stages, starting from very clear and stable and very pure. So these three kind of quality must need when we practice these generation stages. So if we fail to recognize or we fail to practice this, then there is no way to surround it by the idams and dagger and darkness towards you. So here the second stanza said that you are idam and you are darkness and you are the assembly of darkness. So here is emphasize that we are, our nature of mind is idam. So second stanza said that practice emphasize practicing on the idam parts.
That's it. Niba sumba thiri sumba the lama kuki kanga la muguji nima mahya na chenlap jo chujo mungjawe sim mugu dala nedin zo sumba thiri.
Then the third stanzas says this, if on the Guru, snow mountain of the four Kayas, the sun of the devotion fails to shine, the stream of blessing will not arise. Attend, therefore, to this mind of devotions. So here, mainly the point is said that devotion is very important. So when we practice, we must practice out of very deep devotions. So in Vajrayana, devotion plays a very important role. So without devotions, there's no way to perceive any kind of enlightened beings or idams within you. Faith and devotion. So that we will receive the ultimate blessing. For example, here is mentioned that the snow mountain has snow. So in order to get the water from out of snow, then we need the sun shine. If the sun shine on the snow mountain, so the automatically the mountain, the snow will be melted and will get water. So likewise, the four kaya has all the quality that we are longing for. So if you want to have the four qualities from four kayas, then devotions and the faith is a main important part. So once we had the real devotion, then we don't have to wait for the blessing. The blessing itself comes automatically. Then the deep devotion itself is the blessing, aspect of blessing and aspect of the four kaya, quality of four kayas. And when we say we will receive blessings, so blessings can be divided into two, supreme blessing and the common blessing. The supreme blessing refers to the Mahamudra, the nature of our mind. And the common blessing is in a general blessing, that good facilities, all the materialistic things, for the temporary happiness.
What is the color? The Mugus Yadir. Get you, but it is the same Mugus and the Zoos. That is on the Sumbatala. Teddy, Simi Janamba Yambala. Namdo Gatinzo Madana. Change your Zakar Madavi. Sim Madoda and Nadin Zoos Yadir. That charges him for Musu. Or Gomiatin, but it is.
And now the four stanzas says, if from the sky-like expanse of mind as such, the clouds of preconception are not blown away, the planets and the star of the true wisdom will not shine. Attend, therefore, to this mind without preconceptions. So here the point is to look, to watch your mind or nature of your mind without having any sort of like distractions, without grasping any thoughts while we watching our mind. So like if distraction here refers to a cloud and the star and the planets refers to our wisdoms, that is true wisdoms. The merit and the wisdom, merit and the wisdom itself. So these are the non-perception qualities. So if you want to attain these preconceptions, one must watch our natural mind without distractions.
Simni Janangwa Yangba Siatis, Simni Siatra, Chuchikotes, semni siyada kar kogosna chuchu kogwa siyadi otari semni chuchu kogde pe na namka tabu sos kori pe yabaya na semni chuchu kogde namka tabu tordo go namka yangba laas namka da yangba laas di kogde namka pe yangbo ji kogorwa namka pe ja chewa siyada kogde tada ulme ba namka laas di semde pe yasa di pe namka tabu jil pe yari semni chuchu kogde pe na namka yangba laas di kogde tan tada ulme ba jila ta pe ja chenpa jila kogore
And if we go once again, the fourth stanza here, if from the sky like expanse of mind as such, here the mind as such refers to Dharmakaya, which is like sky, which is free from all kind of extremes. And sky is very vast and expanse, so same as this, what you call, the Dharmakaya is free from all extreme, and it parades to every phenomena without any extreme.
Namka chukata chuk namka tawa de mandong drip ding de pena namdo chuk drip ding namdo ri namka drip ding de ri pe tian na ge de namdo de lower ka sunga ka lower lenji de ma san da namdo ka tin so de namdo de ding ka sa zo su ka ba ri zo su ku ne es namdo ka tin so de pa me ba ma so na ma ya na ma da na as
Since our mind, nature of our mind is Dharmakaya, so if the cloud of preconceptions, or if the cloud is not removed away from this very mind, means in Dharmakaya, then there is no way to perceive like a planet and star. If there is a cloud, if the weather is cloudy, there is no way to perceive star and the moon. So if our nature of mind has concept or thoughts, if we don't remove this, then there is no way to perceive the nature of mind or Dharmakaya. Because why we mention that if our mind, nature of mind, if the concept is not removed from our this nature of suchness or nature of mind, because the mind itself is free from all kind of extreme, it is primordial, clean from the beginningless times, and it has a very quality of clarity and luminosity. So that's why we say the mind is free from all kind of concept.
Well, that it got the same Jeva Meba number Madobe Tiangala, the Tiangala Jesuit Kaka Jeju Mazeva, Zoju Majava, Tiangala, Tiangala, Yingwa Meba, doesn't think he's seven Zimba Meba.
So So as our natural mind is unborn and having no, without, there's no distractions and free from all kind of thoughts, so that's the final or the absolute mind that we keep in our mind, and that's the final practice, and that we have to manage while we're practicing.
And
if we can remain in a very non-duality or free from all kind of extremes and unborn and no distractions and no good and bad, free from all kind of thoughts, then we will perceive the two kind of qualities, two kind of wisdoms, the temporary wisdoms by knowing the, all the conventional truths, and the suchness wisdoms as the thing really are. Normally, there's another way to practice the Mahamudra, starting from calm abiding, and with the basis or non-basis, and with winds or without winds. So there are certain categories to practice the Mahamudra.
Charlie Simba said, Garasu Casu Simba, you are not Sama Simba, you are better. The same Kareyuba, the Koranga, Rangin, the Charlie Simba was it. But the Charlie Simba, she saw that Yenda just so she drove me under what they may vary. Tanda Consong, what in a year. Charlie Simba was the other.
As we know that we all have a mind, and the nature of mind itself is what we call is Mahamudra, and in order to realize that, and one must follow all these systems, and even though there's many ways from different traditions, but this is how the Lord Jitin Sumgun's experience. And once we know the nature of mind, and which has all kind of qualities that one can utilize, or then one can benefit for others, and that's what we call the Mahamudra. Other than that, there's no such thing as Mahamudra, which is separate from mind.
Pena semden nege guna nebe Kurang karan nego titang lang yaya de suje de, nene nebe gang lang yaya de, jida. Ana sem june namdo la so boke jin xie ne ya, jun wo ka su ko jibe gang lang yaya de, wa. Mo de ne ju sem ne ba de ju ba. Kara chong ne ko tara suje ma ze ba de gang lang yaya go de, wa.
And when we say I realize what you call the Mahamudra, there's many ways to realize the Mahamudra. If you mention one thing, then when our mind dwell on something or something towards something, object or stuff or any kind of things, then at that time you shouldn't shake, or you shouldn't look. You shouldn't look for other things. You just mention on as you really are, as a thing really are. And when the state of mind is in sort of like changing, at that time you should watch to your changing moment. So that's the way to practice the Mahamudra and way to manage the Mahamudra too.
我打那巴士啊，那边呢，这里所说看哪了，晓得哪个省的，什么党的边的，没中国的，没大国的，刚的，这里这个告诉了，省的这里这样发出门说的吧，那么多个就是怕马占的就打，省那的吧就中国的吧，反正那巴士边的，那巴士，省那巴士。
And when we say my mind abides on some things, so how do practice this abiding the mind in something else? Is that to turn, to look your mind, to look inside, I mean towards your mind, and watch your mind as it really are, and you shouldn't let your mind outside in order to get distractions. So if we can manage these things, you can watch your mind as they really are, and can control the distractions and shouldn't let your mind outside. So this is what we call abide your mind. When we watch our natural mind, and sometimes many distractions and many thoughts arise out of that, at that time what we call the transformation or changing our mind, changing the mind.
Gandar, the Niga, the Neba, the Juba, Karashuma, and I am, and the Ranga same day, they are Ranga same in body. Ranga same the Ranga Rigin Batella, they require Yana Nebandong, Yana Jubandong, Ruba, the legend Tong de Batella. Rang sem de rang dong de barik de bata tel rikpas rangin de rikpas.
Whether the state of our mind is changing or abiding doesn't matter. If we can see that ourselves, our mind itself is changing or abiding, that what we call the rikpa. Rik means here in to see. To see that your mind is moving, is changing, or in any kind of situations. So this is the three different kind of three instructions of repeat instruction from Mahamudra, which is abiding, changing, and Rigpa means to see. And if we can prolong these three different kind of sort of systems, then we will experience that whatever thoughts appears in front of us while we're practicing, then if we don't analyze and don't investigate, then the very mind that we are looking for will dissolve in the mind that we arise. So mind arises from our mind and it dissolves it into itself, it dissolves itself. So this is the way, this is how to practice the Mahamudra or to maintain.
Gawa, dupa, dedo, lasoba, nama de tamje, rank semgraba, sem rank and nama in budget, what the two is, semgrana in budget.
And while we practicing these things, then whatever appearance, whether it's good or bad or any kind of thoughts, then we will experience or we will know that. This is our own mind who is creating all these things. So once we know that this is the creating by our mind, then we know that all the phenomena, what we label or what we name, is out of our name. It's just our thoughts. So then, now if we try to look the nature of thought, then we will find that it's free from all kind of extreme, so which is what we call the Mahamudra. And when we abide on something else, then we will recognize that that mind doesn't have any kind of shape. It doesn't have any kind of like solidity. It doesn't have any kind of that we can pinpoint that this is mind. So after all, what do you call the emptiness, we will find that the mind is free from all kind of extremes or emptiness by knowing that everything is interdependent.
So
when we remain in that state, then at last we will know that the mind knows everything and it's free from all kind of defilements, that what we call the supreme no, supreme knowing of all kind towards all kind of phenomena. And when we say you realize your natural mind, that means when while you practicing this, when you started from this preliminary and all the generation stages, and that you are idams, you are idam, and your mind itself, the nature of your mind itself is devotion. Then after that, when you try to look to your mind or watch your mind, then you will find that there is nothing to look, and there's nothing to looking. There's nothing who is looking at the mind, and this is not like a difference that subject and objects. You so this kind of state when you reach, then what we called realizing your own natural mind. And there's one statement that saying that the mind is not it's free from all kind of extreme, and because the mind itself is luminosity and clarity. So means a mind can perceive mind through seeing, through by knowing that it's luminosity and the clarity.